Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the theme from The Summer Savage. A lot of clouds in the sky, there's no question about it. The chief clown is with the millionaires and billionaires in Martha's Vineyard. Who will watch the Watchers, ask the ancient Romans? Well, of course, no one's watching the Watchers. The Watchers are watching you. That's why I'm playing Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith. It's an eternal song in some ways. And I'm not going to do summer memories that come to mind when you hear this song, unless you want to do it. What I want to begin with... Yeah, play it again, Sam. What I want to do instead is a double. I want to wrap your mind around two things. Better times in America when sane patriots ran the country. Of course there was corruption. Of course there was corruption. But we had a firewall between politicians and, let us say, sedition. Today the line is blurred between seditious behavior and political behavior. Witness John McCain going to Egypt and telling the Egyptians to put Morsi and the Islamic murderers back in power when we learned today that they burned three churches to the ground. Way to go, John. Way to go, John. I want you to hear Reggie Love. Who is Reggie Love? Reggie Love is Obama's old personal assistant who knows him very well. He was asked recently what Obama was doing the day that bin Laden was being hunted down and killed. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear on the Savage Nation. Play five, please.
Typically, like the weekends, he's like, he'll work like a half day. And this Sunday, I mean, we were there until almost, I mean, I think he went on TV at midnight and almost midnight and sat around in the private dining room, kind of like, most people were like down in the situation room, but he was like, I'm not going to be down here. I can't watch this entire thing. And just, so he, myself, Pete Souza, the White House photographer, Marvin, we must have played 15 games of spades.
What? He couldn't watch the whole thing? The president doesn't have the focus to sit and watch what whole thing? Oh, you mean the stage thing where he was in the situation room the whole time? I see. In the bomber's jacket. Typically on the weekends, Obama works a half a day. I don't know about you, but I work 7 days a week. How do you think I got where I am? By working 5.5 days a week when the factory whistle blows? Well, we got another thing to bring up on the Savage Nation, which is a little different than Obama playing cards on the night bin Laden was laid to rest. And that is, this is hard for you to believe what you're about to hear next. In the Jewish tradition, there is a ceremony called the Bar Mitzvah, which is the confirmation. Christians know it as the confirmation ceremony, where a young boy becomes a man. It doesn't mean anything. Most boys are still boys until they're like 59. Take a look at the guy Anthony Weiner in New York. It didn't matter that he was Bar Mitzvah at 13. But nevertheless, there's a thing going around YouTube of a kid named Sam Horowitz who entered a bar mitzvah ceremony on a giant chandelier and performing for the crowd. Wait, you're not going to believe it. It gets more disgusting and garish by the second. His mother is heard. This is a kid whose parents put on a grotesque, garish ceremony. So much so that the world is revolted by it, I think. Listen to clip four.
When I was like 7, I went to a concert and I saw, and the singers and performers came out of chandeliers. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. It's like one of my passions.
He loves to entertain, and it's really a big part of his personality.
I'm so fortunate to be able to do things like that, and it was definitely the best day of my life.
I know who we are, and I feel good about who we are, and I feel good about what we do, and I feel great about the lessons I'm teaching my children on how to give back to your community and all sorts of ways.
Wait, stop. The mother says, I know who we are and feel good about who we are and I feel good about what we do and I feel great about the lessons I'm teaching my children about how to give back in all sorts of ways. This is a mother who puts on a garish bar mitzvah ceremony where her brat swings into the ceremony on a giant chandelier and performs for the crowd. Lady, this is supposed to be a religious ceremony. Well, I can guarantee you he's already put in his applications for law school.
Settled law.
It's settled law for sure. Look at her. Look at her on the Supreme Court. It's settled law. It brings to mind this question. What is the most garish bar or bat mitzvah you've ever witnessed or heard about? I know that many people are squirming that I'm daring to bring this topic up, but someone's got to put a stop to this insanity. How do you feel about classless parents engaging in these Romanesque orgies, which are really supposed to be religious rites of passage? And let's bring it to a bigger level. What weddings or other ceremonies have you seen ruined by classlessness and insanity? No, not a good topic? Then don't call. What do I care? It doesn't matter. Play things from a summer place. Because I'll tell you what that brings to mind for me. Themes from a summer place brings to mind Love by the Sewer Plant. I'm not going to read it to you again. I could read you the nympho in Alley Pond Park if you like. I think she's working for the Department of Homeland Security now. In one of the departments. You know, if I look at the titles of some of the stories I've told as a talk show host all these years, I would bet you that some of them are working in the government now. For example, the story, the electric blue saddle-stitched pants, about a bigger kid who pushed me down and beat me up and ripped my saddle-stitched pants, I would think he's probably working for Bill Clinton. Or if I told you the story about the fly in the tuna, about a guy who put a fly in a tuna fish, I would say he's probably working for the Department of Homeland Security. Or if I talked about Woodchuck Bill, I would say he's probably not working at all. He's probably been dead for 50 years. Or if I talked about Dead Man's Pants, you know, that's the story that people, when they see me, they say, "Are you Michael Savage? I love your story, Dead Man's Pants." I said, "Why is that? Why do you like Dead Man's Pants? Have you heard Dead Man's Pants? To deep right field, that ball is going, it is gone. Maris hitting his second homer of the day, and the Yankees' sixth homer." See, that's the kind of voice I grew up on, which were incredible, incredible baseball announcers. I go all the way back to some of the greats. They weren't talk show hosts, but they had a way on the radio to take a 9-year-old kid and take him out of his misery, so to speak, and put him in another world. I don't know that they're still around. I'm not a sports fan, as you well know, but I listen to everything, and I don't find any of it that compelling. There's no question for you today. I'm just going to keep rapping until I hit some pay dirt here. So let's go into the sound on the Savage Nation. If you want to talk about what summer memories come to your mind when you hear that song, you can bore us with that. If you want to hear about the 13-year-old entering his bar mitzvah on a giant chandelier, and his glorious mother saying that she's fortunate and she knows who we are and I feel good about who we are and she feels good about what we do and I feel great about the lessons I'm teaching my children and how to give back. If this family is not a major donor family to the blood bank, I'd like to know who is. Looking through the sound. Here's Dana Rohrabacher. He's a great guy, Republican of California. He says global warming is a total fraud. It's a plot to institute global government. He's right. He's 100% right. But that's not going to stop the man who works 5.5 days a week at best from trying to jam it down our throats the way he jammed Obamacare down our throats. Let's see what else we have in the sound. Here's Kathleen Parker of the ex-Washington Post. I never heard of her until now, where she says Hillary Clinton can save the world. Here's clip number 12. Listen to it.
Study after study shows that where women are most oppressed, those nations tend to be the least stable. And where women are more empowered, they are, you know, the nations become stronger, healthier, and saner. So it seems to me as Al-Qaeda's back on the rise women are becoming a global economic force, that there's no one better suited to sort of lead that movement symbolically and as leader of the free world than Hillary Clinton. Well, this is not an endorsement, but let's just look at it objectively.
She's going to save the world. I see. That's a genius, that woman. That's a brilliant woman. Where women are more empowered, the nations become stronger and healthier. And where women are most oppressed, those nations tend to be the least stable. And so how do you liberate women in those oppressive nations? By pacifying them, way Obama has tried, and churches are being burned and women are being raped? Liberalism is a mental disorder, and as I proved last Friday through deep analysis, liberalism is an inherited mental disorder. It's inherited, and I'm pretty sure that no medication can cure it. 855-400-7282. Let's take our first caller of the night. It's Jerry Lewis on WABC. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, I was calling about your over-the-top bar mitzvahs and weddings. My nephew does a lot of big weddings, sometimes where there's three photographers. And there's, you know, weddings going on. People are hiring Alicia Keys, other major artists, and paying $1 million just for the talent to perform at their wedding.
I heard about this. Go on, please. Let me hear the rest of it.
Yeah, they're spending millions on food, flying people in. My nephew was a photographer at one wedding here at a posh hotel in New York. I'm not going to name it. And the budget for the wedding was $500,000.
Oh, my God. You know, look, I have two adult children, and I got to tell you, it was a struggle to raise them and send them to college and all of that. But I remember at one of my children's weddings, I said to her, I'm going to pay for the wedding, but I have a choice. I can give you a certain amount for a nice wedding, and the rest I'm going to put in the bank for your future, for college. Actually, it was past college. Oh, for a down payment on a house, and that's what I did with it. Why do people have to show off like that is the question, Jerry, right? I mean, isn't that what we're asking?
Well, these are the super wealthy, Mike, and one tries to outdo another. So they go, or they know.
But don't you think that having a Jewish boy swinging into a bar mitzvah on a chandelier is insane? Isn't that an example of insanity?
Of course it is, but look at the guy who was from New York that had all those military contracts during the Iraq War to do the
Oh, and he had the garish bar mitzvah. That's right. He was a real pig.
And
You know what they call it in Jewish? A chaza. You know what a chaza is? A pig.
No.
A chaza. When you want to talk about someone like that, it's called a chaza. When you think of a father like that, he's known as a chaza. That's a pig.
Remember the
Al Pacino movie, Carlito's Way? Not Carlito's Way, the better one. Actually, I love every one of Al Pacino's portrayals. The movie where he's a Cuban emigre, comes in on the Mariel boat lift and works his way up in the coke trade. Remember that one?
Scarface.
So he gets in with the big coke dealer in Miami, who is a car dealer as his front, but he's Jewish, a Jewish criminal. And he takes the Cuban, who's a murderer, and he likes him because he's so tough, and he takes him to the club. And in the club, he points out some of the wealthiest drug dealers of the time, and he says to the Al Pacino character, you see that one over there? He's known as El Gordo. And he says, why? He says, he has more money than God, but he wants more. He said, you know what we call him? A chaza. He says, a chaza is a pig. That's where that word was first put into the vernacular of the American people. Look, I don't care how much money you have. There's a point at which your class is shown by how you spend it, don't you think?
True, but if you look at some of the people building homes in the Hamptons, there was recently here in the papers in New York, I know you're from New York, about this investment banker, and he has a house that's so big with rooms. Now he put in for a permit to build a new building for a Lamar's, some type of studio for his wife to exercise in, that is the size of a school, you know?
Well, look, here's the thing. If you have money, you can do what you want with it as long as you don't hurt anybody. I understand that. And you can say it's over the top to have a 25-room house or a 50-room house. But I have to think back in history, and I look at things such as
weddings are supposed to be religious, too.
Are they? In this day and age with gay marriage
to big corporations. It's time for Congress to grant American families the same waiver President Obama has given giant corporations. The Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse, and we need Congress to stand up and defund Obamacare now. Please join me so we can get America back on track.
Please call 1-800-678-3606 and tell Congress to defund Obamacare now. That's 1-800-678, authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
You're just a couple of clicks away from instantly upgrading your home. Look, old window coverings betray how hard you work to keep up your home. Everybody sees them, even from the street. Yuck. But with my friends at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. And with prices lower than those big box stores, it's so affordable, you'd wish you'd gone there months ago. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my house? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So hurry and save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and zero sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000 in cash. Go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com, Blinds.com. Go to Blinds.com.
It's about traffic. San Mateo, southbound 101 Poplar. We've got a crash. Was in the right lane. Maybe cleared, but because of earlier problems in Millbrae, look for slow and go traffic from 380 down into San Mateo. Northbound 101, slow Woodside Road up to Highway 92. Still slow in the city. Northbound 101, 280 to the lower deck. Upper deck getting better, but still sluggish. Center Anchorage as you come into San Francisco. South Bay, an issue. Southbound 280 at Magdalena. Traffic is backed up. Not quite to Page Mill Road. Southbound 101, slow and go from Lawrence Expressway into San Jose. I'm Dave. Folks, KSFO.
Tug the Bulldog, yeah. And if you're like me, you've been working like a dog all year. Luckily, Mattress Discounter's Labor Day sale is on now. Get a queen-size CD gel memory foam mattress for just $497. And get 48 months interest-free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection on approved credit. Visit SaverMD.com for details. Not to labor the point, but Mattress Discounter's Labor Day sale is on now.
Mattress Discounters!
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to StopMedicareFraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information. Taxpayer dollars to the Medicare Trust Funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
This is a scary day to each and every person we meet. We'll discuss investing, retirement, insurance. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
So in other words, Hillary can save the world because women are oppressed. In America, they're oppressed? Where? Where are women oppressed in America? What madness is this? How long can we go on with the 1960s? When does it end? When did they stop it? When does Animal Farm come to an end? When did they stop talking about the glue farm? He certainly celebrates the holiday about holidays, which is in the middle of August, when even psychiatrists allegedly go on vacation. But the issue is, many of you are on vacation, or wish you were on vacation. And I could be on vacation, but I don't want to be on vacation. I like working in August. I like taking off after Labor Day when everyone's back at school, you know, and it's less crowded. I'm going to tell you two stories as you're calling my show. One, my first trip to Japan on United Airlines nonstop in 1985 when they first introduced nonstop service from JFK to Narita. I and my then 13 or 15-year-old son were the only ones in first class. No one else was in it except for a Chinese couple that went to sleep the minute they got on with sleeping masks. We stayed up the entire time and ate our way to Japan. I'll tell you that story when I come back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560, KSFO, northbound 101, San Francisco, right around Highway 80, getting reports of a crash. Not a lot of details, but look out for slow traffic. Already see the Chavez onto the lower deck. Northbound 101 to 580 in San Rafael. That accident has been pushed off to the right side. So is an accident in San Mateo, southbound 101 before Poplar. That's off to the side. Traffic sluggish out of Millbrae because of an earlier problem. In fact, back from Highway 380. Eastbound 80, lower deck of the Bay Bridge at Treasure Island had some debris in the left lane. They should be in the process of clearing that one, though. In the South Bay, southbound 101, slow Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road. Northbound 880, slow from 237 up to Auto Mall Parkway. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and entertainment on board. Whether it's a brunch or dinner cruise, you dine on scrumptious gourmet fare and spectacular views. Book your memories today at hornblower.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money?
I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
$5 trillion in debt. $5
trillion. Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's 2013. I'm going to start talking about an election in 2016. You think I'm crazy? Because Hillary Clinton, the eternal candidate, which will make it the third term of Bill Clinton, thinks she's going to be president. I should talk about that? Yes, if you would like to, we can. I think it's a poor topic for radio. It's so boring, it's beyond belief. I mean, if you want more of the cattle gate, this gate, that gate, I mean, how much more can we take of this? Well, who knows? Maybe there's an endless desire for it. I'd much rather talk about garish bar mitzvahs, classless parents who put on these events. Why? It's not about the rich. I don't begrudge the rich. What message does it send to a child to spend millions of dollars on such a Romanesque event? What does it tell the child? The ceremony is supposed to be a religious ceremony. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be imbued with God. Instead, it's imbued with garishness, not God. So that's my problem with it. That's all. What do you think? Gail in Pennsylvania, Philly, WWIQ. Gail, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling from Wayne, Pennsylvania. I do not begrudge the rich, and too many people do. At least they spend money. And
See, but I'm not Gail, I think you missed my point. A bar mitzvah that costs $1 million with a child swinging into the event on a chandelier is what I'm talking about, not the $1 million. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know. And it's amusing, but I'm not judgmental. Let them spend money. Let them pay the photographers. Let them pay the caterers.
You're missing. See, but you should be judgmental, because I can guarantee you are judgmental. The people who say they're not judgmental are usually extremely judgmental of those who they claim are too judgmental.
If I was working, you know, and doing one of these services for the wedding, I would be very happy to take the money and do it happily.
Well, it's not about money, though. My point is not about the money being spent, Gail. It's about what message does it send to the child.
I don't really, at this point in time, feel that that is so much an issue.
Let me make my point. Do you know what a bar mitzvah ceremony is? I'm sure you do, right?
I've been to many.
Okay, what does it symbolize? It symbolizes a boy leaving boyhood and entering manhood, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it's a ceremony imbued with beautiful music, and it's a ceremony that is very rich in tradition. So when you strip it of God and you strip it of tradition, and all that you have left are lamb chops on a tray and an idiot swinging it on a chandelier, what does it tell a child? That religion has no meaning, tradition has no meaning, God doesn't exist, and all that matters is money?
I know what you're saying, but, you know, as speaking as somebody who, on the side, I'm a wedding officiant,
I would think that's like, by the way, as a side note, I think that's, you mean you put them on for people?
I personalize the ceremony. Like, if somebody doesn't want a justice of the peace, but they don't want...
I understand that. And by the way, you want to hear something funny? Many times I've thought I'd be a much happier man if I could officiate at weddings and funerals as a side job for radio. Not for the money, but because people would like me to do it. I'd like to marry people and bury people. I would love it because, I mean, people like me. I have a very commanding presence. I can have a sense of humor or a sense of dignity or tragedy, depending upon what the situation calls for. So, and I do like people in groups. I don't like people individually. I like crowds.
What? you would do a beautiful job. You would be a wonderful officiant.
Well, I can get the purple robes that the guy in Oregon left behind when he fled to Switzerland. I can buy them at auction on YouTube and put myself out.
I'm also a very good officiant, by the way.
What is the word? What do you say? Officiant?
Pardon?
You're an officiant?
Officiant. A wedding officiant.
I like that. That's a new term. It's a Frenchy term, right?
I don't know, but I'm...
Well, I know what aficionado is, obviously, but this is sort of an aficionado who directs things, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a magazine, a cigar aficionado, that kind of thing. But an officiant is someone who's not a passive appreciant of things, but it's someone who actually directs the appreciation.
That's right.
See, no one's better with words than me.
You are a spiritual person, I can tell.
Wow. I wish I were more, spiritual, honestly. I wish I were more religious.
I think you are.
I lost connection with religion in the last year. And it's for a number of reasons. Once I saw what Muslims have done with religion, I walked away from it. I said, this is too much. I can't take it anymore. When I see Muslims setting off bombs to celebrate a religious holiday, I say to myself, I don't need this anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I can't take this. What? Who can do that to someone in the name of God?
God is different from religion. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you can be...
I don't know. Maybe I should get into swinging from chandeliers at bar mitzvahs. I might be happier. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Trickle Down Tyranny. It has nothing to do with religious ceremonies. It's an attempt to awaken America. Thanks, Gail. You've been a great caller. Very good call. I've heard of a cigar aficionado. I've never heard of a wedding officiant. But live and learn something every day. I think this is great. What would you like to talk about? Hillary, garish weddings, garish bar mitzvahs, garish bar mitzvahs. Anything you'd like to talk about. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. How about a truly religious event? Have you ever been to one? Anyone ever go to a really religious event? An article just came out. I have to find this. You won't believe it. A whack job professor of psychology has said he has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that religious people are not as intelligent as atheists. He did a study. Gee, I wonder how he top-loaded that study. Does he know that Albert Einstein believed in God? I don't think he knows that. I love all of the kids who have the Albert Einstein posters in their college dorms. Or until recently did with the crazy hair and the tongue sticking out. They thought Einstein was a crazy, wild guy with checked pants who smoked dope. Well, it turns out that Einstein in his later years says the more he studies the perimeters of the universe, the more he is convinced that God exists. He became a believer. He always was a believer. So how do you explain that? I guess he's not intelligent, according to those psychologists. You know, I think that's an interesting point. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. Let's go to the next caller. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Martin, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I experienced over-the-top bar mitzvah. It was my brother in the early days of hi-fi. It was at a place in Brooklyn. You may be familiar with Eastern Parkway.
And I remember when you could still walk on Eastern Parkway without getting shot on the way to get a loaf of bread.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. He had this bar mitzvah at a place called Twin Cantors. It featured two cantors who were identical twins, who each came down a spiral staircase. Sunrise. Sunset. What?
I'm laughing.
Oh, okay.
And so what was the point? It was garish, or you thought it was a beautiful ceremony?
No, it was extremely garish.
But did it offend you is what I'm saying. Are you offended by... I'm offended by these events. That's the point of my show topic.
The point I'm making is that it was over the top. It was something that I have never seen done. I don't know what happened to that establishment.
Yeah, and I'd like to know what happened to the boy who had such an event. What did he become? Well, I mean, what was he fit to become? Did he make a life for himself?
Fix it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I can't tell you. I would think it would ruin a child to make him think that he's so important in the center of the universe in such a manner. That's all. I wasn't raised that way. Well, how about funerals? You know, you think about this. We are living in such extreme times with such poverty and with such, not only poverty, but then such excess, a $95 million apartment in Manhattan. Very, very rich and very, very poor. We know that. The extremes are more extreme today than they ever were. What is going to be happening, I would predict, you want me to be a futurist, are going to be garish funerals. No one has done it yet, so far as I know. They have garish bar mitzvahs, garish weddings, Has anyone done a garish funeral yet? That's not a bad business to go into. Put on a garish funeral for some rich moron who, you know, I'm going to tell you a funeral story. I wasn't there, but last week, I have to be very careful in how I describe this because I don't want to offend. Well, he's dead, so what's the difference? A local talk show host who I didn't know died. He had been sickly for many years. I met him once when I was a local host. He was a nice guy. And he had a talk show, and he also had a show on eating. Okay? Well, he died, and someone I know went to his wake last weekend, I believe. I said, that's interesting. I said, I didn't even know he died. I said, sorry he died, but he'd been very sick for years. So he had a wake obviously it was in his will, to have the wake at a fancy hotel in the city. I said, that's not a bad idea. You know, you got people around, they talk about you, you put on a feast. Now, since he had a radio show that had something to do with dining and food, I suppose a lot of freeloaders went thinking that they'd have lamb chops, shrimp, you know, the high end. So then I come out of the place that I'm in, and the guy just came back from the wake with someone else in a car. I said, how was the wake? I said, how come the guy in the car is eating a sandwich. He says, wasn't there food at the wake? He said, nah, he said, it was just cheese, little pieces of cheese. I said, isn't that something? Isn't that something, the last laugh, to have a food show and put on a wake and then starve people to death with Velveeta, okay? So that's the story. I mean, what kind of wake do you want to put on? You know, and wakes are interesting. The Irish had the right idea, which is that they ate and they drank when someone died. I think it was supposed to mean, well, what does wake mean? He would rise from the dead. It was a Christian ceremony when you think about it. So far as I know, none of the drinking helped bring anyone back from the dead, but it probably helped those who buried him not be depressed about it. Speaking of death, my mother comes back to me as I get older. And I remember she used to say to me when I was a little boy, maybe this will help you with your children when they ask you about what happens when you die, because children will ask that question and nobody knows how to answer it properly. They'll avoid it. They'll take a Prozac. They'll get them a clown. They'll buy, you know. My mother used to laugh when I would ask that question. I was very little because there was a lot of tragedy in my family. And I said, Mom, what happens when you die? And she would laugh and smile and say to me, Michael, don't worry about it. She says, I don't really know, but no one's ever come back to complain. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com. That's Carnivora.com. And order now.
Case of traffic in Berkeley, westbound 80 Ashby Avenue. Have a crash. They're pushing that off to the right shoulder. Traffic's a bit sluggish getting past the scene, both directions, really. Biggest slowdown, San Francisco, still northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. Earlier problems should be cleared. Lanes open, just traffic is bad. Same for San Jose, west eastbound 237 because of earlier problems. Slow and going stretches between 101 and 880. Southbound 101 still slow. Lawrence down to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Steal a kiss from Clooney. Go starboard with Leo and pose with J-Lo. See the stars at the Wax Museum at Fisherman's Wharf. SweetJack.com, nab half off.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Right now, receive up to 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient with Dr. Rosanelli. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 8/31/13.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
I don't like klezmer music myself. It's the reason klezmer music was popular is because it represents Jewish weakness rather than Jewish strength. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Don't get me started on this topic because no one can cover it better than I. I understand everything. I know why Woody Allen is popular because he's a self-hating Jew, in my estimation, and he's a stereotype of the weakling Jew. When have you last seen a movie, for example, showing a cop as a hero, a soldier really as a hero, or a Jew as a real man? Never. Never. It's that simple. They'll show you movies about Jewish gangsters from the past, but the image of the Jewish male today is that of a weakling, a schlemiel, a schlemazel, someone who runs and hides. And I don't know that it's limited only to this religion, but I know it's especially prevalent in this ethnic group, and it's very disturbing. And it's why the culture likes klezmer music. Have you ever heard the media glorifying an Israeli song? A folk song from Israel, or glorifying the military victories of the Israelis against all odds? No. But you'll definitely hear about the weaklings, the people who cowered in the shtetls as victims. In other words, a Jewish victim is a subject that's repeated in the media, and by the media, rather. But a Jewish man, a Jewish hero of the type who fled into the woods in Poland, refused to be thrown into a death camp, banded together with other partisans and killed Germans, is never shown. I've never seen a movie about it. I've read books about it. Now, you see, to me, if you say to me, what should a bar mitzvah be for a Jewish boy in this day and age? It would be to have a man who can tell that story, maybe a survivor who's 90 years old, who lived in the woods of Poland, who bashed someone's head in to get a gun in order to protect the women in the group and the children. There are such men around. I mean, there's a story about the brothers. I have the book in my other room. I'll go get it later on. It's an amazing book. They were ordinary tradesmen in a little village in Poland. One was a butcher and one was a carpenter. They refused to be rounded up and go into the death camps. So they went into the woods and they survived the winters in the woods. But they didn't just survive through miracles. They survived by murdering people. And they had to break into a farmer's house, who himself was not an evil man. In order to get a gun, the first gun, they had to break into a local Polish farmer's house and steal his gun. Without the gun, they were dead meat. With the gun, they were able to survive. Those of you who would know nothing about the world and think the guns are evil, it was only the guns that enabled them to survive in the woods. And then they joined up with other partisans, and they would attack German patrols, butcher them, and take their weapons and uniforms and boots so they wouldn't have survived another day. And that's how it went. You say, why should that be told to a child? Won't it traumatize him? No, on the other hand, it might teach a child to have, one, pride, and two, survival skills. The children are not taught any of this today. They're taught nothing to do with pride. They're taught the opposite of it. If you spend $1 million to have your son swing into a party on a chandelier and then talk about himself, what you're doing is creating a monster. A monster made only to work for government or to be a lawyer. There's nothing else that child could be. He couldn't even be a good dentist. It's impossible. 855-400-7282. Savage Nation, you want to talk about Hillary Clinton as president? What a boring topic that is. I mean, you want Bill Clinton back again? You know, the big story today is that the New York Times attacked them. Everyone was talking about that. I was shocked that the New York Times turned on them. They said Rush Limbaugh could have written the article. They've turned on the Clintons, and I wonder why that is. It's on the top of the Drudge Report as the New York Times turns by Tim Stanley, who I've had on the show many times as a guest. And it says the New York Times takes down the Clinton Foundation. This could be devastating for Bill and Hillary. He's a historian. And they said, is the New York Times being guest edited by Rush Limbaugh? Today it runs with a fascinating takedown of the Clinton Foundation. That vast vanity project, he calls it, that conservatives are wary of criticizing for being seen to attack a body that tries to do good. But the liberal New York Times, he writes, has no such scruples. The killer quote is this, quote, for all of its successes, the Clinton Foundation had become a sprawling concern, supervised by a rotating board of old Clinton hands, vulnerable to distraction, and threatened by conflicts of interest. It ran multi-million dollar deficits for several years, despite vast amounts of money flowing in. Where'd the money go? Where'd the money go? If it ran multi-million dollar deficits, despite vast amounts of money flowing in, where did the money go? Does anyone have any idea? Well, the New York Times wrote the article, not me. So who are you going to blame for it, the right-wing conspiracy at the New York Times? Expect Hillary to attack the New York Times tomorrow. Sonia on WABC, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. The whole cock and bull story about women being oppressed, particularly in the United States, just not true. I graduated from the same college as Hillary Clinton and have found nothing but opportunity for women if they are willing to work hard to get those opportunities.
What college did you go to? What did she? Which school did she go to?
Wellesley College.
Oh, good for you. You went to an Ivy League school and you survived.
I don't know how, since I went to Wellesley College and Brandeis University, and I'm a conservative.
Yeah, you went to Brandeis before that, that liberal bastion?
No, I went to Brandeis to get my teaching degree.
Oh, good for you. I was once a teacher. It's the most noble of all professions. It is the most demanding of all professions, and it's the most rewarding and the most difficult on earth. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes. I've had interesting entitled students.
The children are amazing. Children are just an amazing, children are an amazing group to work with. You're going to see the best and the worst all in one classroom. And, you know, you probably won't even stay with it all of your life. Even if you did it for a few years, you're giving the world something very rare. What you're doing is you are transfusing your soul into those children for those years. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is summer on the Savage Nation. And since the president, who works 5.5 days a week when he works, is on vacation, I figure I could take a vacation while on the air. So welcome to the program. We're talking about various and sundry, a little politics here and there. Like that Egypt's on fire. That's Hillary Clinton's legacy event. Morsi supporters torch three churches in Egypt. You know, that's something that I guess McCain would like to see more of. I mean, he wants Morsi supporters put back into the government in Egypt. So in other words, if they've only torched three churches now, can you imagine how many they'll torch if they're back in power? These are the stories that caught my attention. I put them on my website. There's other stories that you're not going to pay any attention to. I get it. I could talk about movies. I could talk about garish weddings, garish bar mitzvahs. I could talk about 30 months prison for Jackson Jr. and the wife. Yeah, Jesse High Jackson Jr. was given 30 months in the slammer for using campaign funds for everything from a gold Rolex and a mink cape. A mink cape? Good God. If you'd like to see the face of madness, in the middle of my website, I have a picture of Judge Shindlin in Manhattan. My headline is quite simple. The face of madness. Crazed liberal judge wants crime to soar in New York City. Even inner city mothers are saying, idiot, we like stop and frisk because that's how they get guns out of the hands of children in our neighborhood who are killing everybody. But don't tell that to the twisted-faced Judge Shindlin. What else is on my site? Because there's other sites that are better. Mine is pretty good. Mine has got the picture site. Yeah, this has been up too long. First Air Force One fades in desert. That's been up forever. Dangers of fish oils and prostate cancer based on flawed science, says Dr. Michael Savage. It's a good article. You've read it. And this, who's this guy de Blasio running in New York? How did that happen? You know, maybe we'll look back and say, oh God, I wish to God that Anthony Weiner ran. If this guy de Blasio wins in New York, we're going to look back and think that Anthony Weiner was a conservative. What it looks to me is the field is so filled with left-wing fanatics. There's an orgy of left-wingism emerging in New York City in the mayor's race. Well, we're going to look back to the years, the Bloomberg years, as the halcyon years. So what if the guy was nuts about big sodas? At least the guy had common sense when it came to fiscal issues. These people are insane. These people are so crazy, those who are about to take over New York City, that I think the best job would be to have would be a sanitation worker. You'll probably make $1 million a year in pension alone. 855-407-2822, summer on the Savage Nation. I have not yet talked about childhood stories. I told you I would tell two travel stories. I told you the story I was going to tell, and I told it by telling you what I was going to tell, because I'm not really going anywhere this summer. I'll tell you the story. It's not that funny. I'll skip the story about the trip to Japan. There's a better story that I want to tell you about, but I forgot it already. I went to the show at this point. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton as president. Why are we even interested in her? We know that she's a charlatan and a fraud. We know that she was behind Benghazi. We know that she was the architect, along with Barack Obama, of the Arab Spring. How did that work out? And yet, here we go again. And so to see the New York Times saying that the foundation is rife with, let's say, questions, that it took in mega millions of dollars and it was always running a deficit, where did the money go? Where'd the money go? How would I know? 855-400-7282. Let's go to the callers that have been hanging. Diane on WABC, go ahead, please.
Hello. Okay. I have done entertainment at some of these lavish performances. And I want to tell you something. The ones that are really, really over the top with the DJs and everything else are bar mitzvahs where basically the only Jew in the place is the father.
What do you mean? Because the others don't even know that it's a religious ceremony?
The father is the only one. I worked at a bar mitzvah with the father was the only Jew. Of course, his son wasn't because his wife wasn't. They had chicken livers wrapped in bacon.
Oh, God.
Now, my son had a nice kosher, real nice kosher bar mitzvah with the boys in his class and the rabbis, and they just said speeches, and they sang songs, and they lifted him on a chair, and they, you know what I'm saying? And it was a very, very religious ceremony, which is what the whole bar mitzvah is.
But that's my whole point. Isn't it supposed to be a religious ceremony where the boy is told that he's supposed to walk in the shadow of God and pay attention to God's laws? Isn't that, I mean, whether he does or not is another story, but that's the whole meaning of the bar mitzvah ceremony.
The thing of it is that is the meaning of it, but these other bar mitzvahs that you're talking about, they are done by non-religious people. Sometimes they're kind of Jewish, then maybe they're Reformed, you know what I'm saying? They've taken all of the religiosity out of it, and they've just made it into a big blast party, an excuse for a party.
What did you do at the event? What was your role?
Excuse me?
You're an entertainer?
I did caricatures.
Oh, you draw at them?
Mm.
That's interesting.
And not
that's,
only
a,
that,
that's a whole. That's a whole. Wait, that's a hep. No, that's an interesting side story. Tell me your funniest or craziest request as a caricature artist at a garish bar mitzvah.
Well, I'll tell you the craziest thing that happened is that at this one place where they had the bacon wrapped chicken liver as a hors d'oeuvre, the guy who hired me gave me two checks that bounced.
Oh. Oh, my God. Well, I was going to get into that, but I didn't want to insult anyone in a distant relative issue. But, yeah, usually these guys who put on these bar mitzvahs are usually con men and criminals, incidentally, whether they be in the banking business or the stock business. They usually are a kite artists. They rip off the caterer and the catering hall.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're not.
Well, in that regard, they're actually initiating their son into their way of life, so it makes sense. Maybe the guy teaches them how to rob people by putting on big events and not pay for them. So maybe that is the initiation into that way of life. Who knows? I didn't see it from the proper perspective. In other words, most of these men who put these things on are con men, one way or the other. So if they're teaching the son how to put on a $2 million event and not pay for it, in that sense, it is a rite of passage for him. You see that? I didn't think it through. Thanks for the call. London Telegraph. I don't want to read the London Telegraph. What do you want me to do on the show? I don't know. I'm not into politics today. I just don't want to do it. I'm not interested in Obamacare. I'm not interested in Hillary Clinton. I'm not interested in the MSNBC, what they're doing, the clowns there. I'm not interested in Obama's vacation. Where did he go? I forgot already. What's the big deal about Martha's Vineyard? Well, why do they all go there? I've never been there. I don't want to ever go there. Do you know what Martha's Vineyard, the history of it is? Did you ever check it out? Since I'm a boater, I read boating magazines here in the San Francisco area, and one of them I read is called Latitude 38. It's a San Francisco sailor's magazine. I'm a power boater. It was explorer Bart Gosnold who in 1602 reportedly named the island Martha's Vineyard after his eldest daughter and the wild grapes that grew on the island. Did you know that? I didn't know that. See, I was reading this in the toilet about 2 weeks ago at Latitude 38, and I usually look at it to see the pictures of the women in the tropics in bathing suits and people having fun. You know, I always feel like, why am I not on my boat in the tropics? The answer is I don't want to be in the tropics, number one. And number two, I'd rather just sit here in my bathroom reading the book about people who like to do that. And I stumbled upon this. I didn't know where the name Martha's Vineyard came from. Did you? Name the island Martha's Vineyard after his eldest daughter and the wild grapes that grew on the island. Great Harbor, where the first white settlement was established in 1642, was renamed Edgartown to honor the new royal heir apparent, who nonetheless died at the tender age of four. Under the leadership of Pastor Thomas Mayhew, the settlers dealt fairly with and respected the indigenous Wampanoag. Wampanoag. Yeah. How's that work out for the Wampanoag? They have any of the mansions of the type that Obama's staying in. You think it's owned by a native Wampanoag? In fact, it was after the Wampanoags taught the settlers how to kill and rend the whales that Martha's Vineyard became the global epicenter of the whaling industry. Whale oil and blubber lubed and fueled the early industrial revolution until petroleum was discovered and prompted surplus whaling ships to make a one-way trip to San Francisco, hauling 1849ers. The subsequent whale industry depression led to a halt on Martha's Vineyard construction and renovation. The vineyard was eventually rediscovered by summer holidaymakers, including several presidents and preservationists. And as you all know, Cape Cod-style colonial architecture dominates, with showy structures sporting Greek Revival elements, having been commissioned by whaling captains. Shall I read on? Because there's more here. Some of it is interesting. I have no desire to go to Martha's Vineyard. I have no idea what the appeal is, nor the attraction. But we know that among the celebrities who attend to this island are Bill Clinton, who famously purchased items at a pub for the soon-to-be-famous 22-year-old White House intern, Monica Lewinsky. And we won't mention that again. There's no jokes. But that's it. So that's the story of Martha's Vineyard. I thought I would share it with you because I had no idea where the word Martha or Vineyard came from. And you learned it tonight in the Savage Nation, that it came from explorer Bart Gosnold, who in 1602 named the island Martha's Vineyard after his eldest daughter and the wild grapes that grew on the island. Isn't that charming? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows Windows, the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearms stores to run short on inventory. This is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos. The Bear.
Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It is the end of summer at the Hotel Ozone. And I was talking about the Bielski brothers, the true story of three men who defied the Nazis, built a village in the forest, and saved 1,200 Jews. You know why it's why it has currency today? It has currency because there are many people today who are preppers. There are many people who fear an a growingly oppressive government. They're armed to the teeth. They got food, you know, stored. But could they really survive a fascist dictatorship if, God forbid, it emerged in this country? Where would you go? It's not Poland in 1941. That's something to think about. The Bielski Brothers was a movie, by the way, and it was Daniel Craig did play the leader. It's a story of Tuvia Zuss and Asael Bielski, three Jewish brothers who witnessed their parents and two other siblings being led away to their eventual murders. They fought back. They wouldn't be dragged away. And they fought back against Germans and Polish collaborators. They waged guerrilla warfare in the forests of Belarus. And because they knew the forests so well, I mean, they lived, you know, in a village and they had a hunt and such, surrounding their little towns of Lida and Novogrudnik, the Bielskis could evade the Nazis and establish a hidden base camp, etc. It's an interesting story, and it has a lot of currency today because of people's fear of an oppressive a government that's becoming oppressive. But, you know, you want to analyze this from the point of view of today's technology. How could you ever evade an oppressive government in the woods today? With heat-seeking satellites, they could see you sleeping. See, it's not 1940. The Nazis didn't have high-flying satellites. They didn't have drones. They didn't have any infrared cameras. So people were able to, if they were tough enough and strong-minded enough, to evade the Nazis. I don't think it could be done today. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know. Maybe there are guys who could get away with it. Maybe they have special trick clothing that they sell now on the Internet that they can't see your body image in the air. I don't really know. I don't live in that world anymore where I would even think of doing a thing like that. I think the only safety is staying within the community, meaning within the society, and frankly fighting them tooth and nail on a daily basis. Large cloud that is growing and growing by the day like a storm cloud that will one day unleash its toxic vapors upon all of us unless we all stand up to this because the government is oppressive. The government is oppressive. It's spying on you. It's snooping on you. It's telling you what you can say, what you can't say. It can tell you even what to think. After all, Obama's appointees are fundamentally all fascistic by nature. The new Interior Secretary says we don't want any climate deniers in the Interior Department. Now, do you have any idea how offensive that is for the director of the Interior Department of this country, the Secretary of the Interior, to say we don't want any climate deniers? Do you know how unscientific that is?
You understand that climate science is controversial to begin with. You understand that global warming is extremely questionable and highly controversial. And it's highly likely that we're entering a period of global cooling, not global warming. And yet we have a wackadoodle put in place by Obama who says, Sieg Heil, this is the way I see it. Anyone who denies it is not going to work for me in the federal government. Do you think she's alone? You know she isn't alone. You know that the whole government under Obama is filled with these martinets. These martinets who say, think as I do or you can't work for me. We're not open to any ideas. We talk, we're open-minded. We say that we're liberal-minded, but they're not. They're the opposite of it. But you've heard all of this before, so I'll let you go. 855-408, I forget the number already. 855-400-SAVAGE, that's my name. 400-7282.
Comment on the...
defied.
The guys, what, they came to New York City and started a trucking firm, and then they wanted no credit of the people that they saved, which they say the descendants of the Jews that they saved are now in the tens of thousands.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, that what one man can do who has brains and guts, and I'll take three brothers who say, no, you're not putting me in a death camp. But between me and you, do you think people could survive an oppressive government today by hiding in the woods?
Maybe some. The majority of the population, though.
No, absolutely. I think most of the population in America would join the Nazis if they emerge in this country and say, kill them all. We don't care. Kill anyone who doesn't believe in global warming. You think I'm kidding, don't you? It can't happen here, can it?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Look, you know you're in trouble when you're at the big box store looking for window coverings, and the same person who sold you sprinklers last month and a barbecue last week is now telling you on designer trends and window shutters. Well, yeah, I don't think so. That's why I only trust Blinds.com for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Not only do you get prices lower than those big box stores, you're going to also get free advice from over 100 home decorator experts and free online videos that make giving any room that model home look in about 20 minutes. It's very easy, even by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So hurry and save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and zero sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000 in cash. Go to Blinds.com for details where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com, Blinds.com, go to Blinds.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A 30-year-old woman is dead after being hit by a truck. San Francisco police say she was riding her bicycle in the south of Market when a truck trying to make a right turn hit her. The driver was not cited. Medical marijuana dispensaries are now legal in Oregon. Until now, medical marijuana patients have been required to grow the drug themselves or designate someone to grow it for them. More changes at Zynga. Three executives are leaving the online gaming company as part of an executive reshuffling by the new CEO. Taking a look at the roadways, have troubles in Mountain View, northbound 101 before 85. Left lanes were blocked by a crash. Should be in the clearing stages, but traffic backed up from Highway 237. Eastbound 230 still at 7 before Zanker. Crash off to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow and go, though, from Highway 101. Morgan Hill, northbound 101 at Cochran Road. Second lane from the left blocked by some debris. And eastbound 580 at Portola in Livermore, a crash there. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
They're such ideologues, they'll never.
Sean Hannity.
Never give up.
The Sean Hannity Show.
They're not listening to the American people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560.
You got it?
KSFO.
Don't miss the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. A museum of motorsports history comes to life at Monster Raceway Laguna Seca August 16th through the 18th. Over 500 authentic and historic race cars will compete like they once did. This year's featured mark commemorates the 60th anniversary of America's sports car, the Chevrolet Corvette. Tickets are available at MazdaRaceway.com and Ticketmaster.com. Children 12 and under are always free. Admission includes free parking, grandstand seating, access to the paddock and garage areas, as well as displays and entertainment.
If you don't know where to go, well, I have got the perfect show. It's topical, you'll split to gut, and they've got Kim Kardashian's butt. Don't forget dear Peyton William and their baby worth gazillions. There is one thing left to do. Call 421-4222 or go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is an important announcement for all Americans who don't have health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if your health is bad or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell. But call 1-800-809-7945. That's 1-800-809-7945. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are now available to all Americans. The current government administration is mandating that in the near future, all Americans must have health insurance to avoid unnecessary taxation. All Americans are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free info. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor. Protect yourself and your family from sudden, unexpected medical costs that can cause serious financial hardship. Call the health insurance hotline at 1-800-809-7945. That's 1-800-809-7945. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7945 today.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
And here are the headlines at the turn of the hour in the Savage Nation. Ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr., I call him High Jackson Jr., gets 30 months in prison. The wife will be sentenced next. After Obamacare asks Fox News, Democrats envision a government-controlled health care. In other words, the same people who provide you the U.S. Postal Service with such sterling service at such low prices, with such non-polluting trucks, will now be providing you with your health care. As we all know, it'll be much better than what you have now from the private sector because the government can do everything better. Just ask Obama. The other stories are clashes in Egypt leave more than 300 dead. Authorities probing cause of UPS jumbo cargo plane crash that killed two pilots. That reminds me of the Tom Hanks movie. I don't know what causes that. Let's see what else is in the news. Bradley Manning apologized for hurting U.S. at sentencing hearing. Okay. California Supreme Court rejects appeal from Prop 8 sponsors to stop gay marriages. Guess that's over. Critics slam Big Sis's pick for new ICE boss. Oh, that's some story. Early attacks on Clinton, part of new GOP playbook. I don't know what that, that's bad? Oh, we should just worship her now? Rescued California teen says captive deserved to die. Airmen punished for gay marriage objections. That's nice. An open lesbian was put in charge of actual pilots, and she tried to bulldoze people into thinking the way she does, and when they wouldn't, she punished them. Isn't that wonderful? It's right out of Animal Farm. Or shall I say, out of the Bride of the Holocaust. Couple's two cats swim to safety after boat explodes off Oregon coast. Rodeo group head resigns amid fallout over Obama Act. Okay, well, those are some of the headlines. Now we can get back to the program that we were covering. Let's go to the callers on KSFO in San Francisco. We have, where's Rena? Rena on KLIF in Texas. Rena, you're on the Savage Nation on line 4. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Dr. Savage?
Good. What's up?
I want to talk about the Obama administration in Egypt. They're talking about making the government and the army to protect the human rights.
Yes.
The point is that the Morsi supporters burned already like 13 churches in Egypt.
Yes. So why does this government want Morsi supporters now in the government? What are they, crazy?
That's what I want to know. I want to know why they're supporting it. What about the rights for us as Christians? And we don't do nothing. Like in Egypt, we never Whenever I said...
And by the way, you should tell the audience, how long have Coptic Christians been part of Egyptian society? Is it not 1,300 years?
No, Coptic Christians are in Egypt over from the beginning. We are the pharaohs. We are the original Egyptians. Arab invade Egypt.
Okay, so you're talking about several thousand years. And isn't it true that under Mubarak you were protected and nobody harmed you or your churches?
We were harmed under Mubarak. We were harmed under everybody.
But
more nowadays it's shown to the world that we are harmed and nobody's protecting us. Nobody's talking about us.
Wait, I don't understand. You're saying you were attacked even under Mubarak? You were not protected?
Yes, we are not protected. Man, all our life we live in fear. As a Christian in Egypt, you can get spit on the face, you can get beat up, but you don't die.
Why? Because of the peace-loving religion of peace, the Muslims?
Of course, because of the religion of peace.
Ah, the religion of peace with spit in your faces, I see. Well, it's a tolerant religion. The president tells us that it's a religion that helped create the Constitution. That's amongst his fantasy list. Yes, the story of the Coptic Christians needs to be told, and a movie needs to be made about one Coptic Christian family in Egypt today in order for the American people and the world to understand what is going on in that ancient nation. Thank you for the call. He is 100% right. 855-400-7282. I hope you listen to that call very carefully. I don't think it'll matter very much in this world. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Missouri State Fair orders sensitivity training for rodeo clowns. How could you send a rodeo clown to sensitivity training? How could you do that? Do you know what sensitivity training? And it's run by fascists who tell you how to think. It's not sensitivity training. It's the opposite of sensitivity. It's fascism. Judge sentences Jesse Jackson Jr. to 30 months in prison after guilty plea in campaign case. You saw that story, right? Does it matter to you? All right, whatever. New York Times site down for more than an hour due to internal issue. Crashed around 11:30 a.m., down for an hour. The company's corporate site was also inactive. An email sent to NewYorkTimes.com. Addresses bounced back. This happened after they reported irregularities with the Clinton Foundation. That's right. The New York Times reported the Clinton Foundation rife with cronyism. They asked where the millions of dollars, the tens of millions, the hundreds of millions have gone. And then their site crashed. You think it was a coincidence or an accident? I don't know. How would I know? 855-400-7282 is the phone number. These and other topics are the points that we're discussing tonight on the program. KSFO, Greg, interesting on Hillary Clinton and the New York Times article. Greg, on KSFO, line 7, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm wondering if the Obama administration is behind this New York Times smear article because Hillary has launched her campaign of restoring faith in the government.
Well, this is interesting, but what would Obama gain by smearing the Clintons?
What would he gain? Well, it's a slap in the face because she was in the administration, and she's going on a so-called listening tour to promote faith in government. And implying that we have no faith in government.
Oh, so you think she's going to subtly attack Obama in order to get elected? I kind of doubt it. They're one and the same. You think Hillary can separate herself from the policies of Obama, the man who hired her?
Well, the thing is, she's talking about restoring faith in government. So,
all right, so you think that it's the whole New York Times expose on the Clinton Foundation is something orchestrated by, it would explain why the New York Times would run it, since they're more pro-Obama than pro-Clinton. In that regard, I would say there's potential validity to what you say. But I don't see how Obama gains by this. He's not running for office again, is he?
He's not running for office, but it's basically slapping her down, I think.
It's an interesting theory, but I think that they're all part and parcel of the same machine. I don't see how anyone could separate Obama and his machine from Clinton and their machine. Even though there was great enmity between them before Obama became president, isn't it true that they're all one and the same today?
Well, they're one and the same ideologically, but as far as I think now that Hillary's emerging, she's trying to run for 2016, you know, Obama might have another idea. He might have somebody else in mind that he wants to put in.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, you mean like Rahm Emanuel instead of Hillary?
Yeah, so somebody else, and this thing that, you know, Hillary is doing this tour, kind of tweaked them, and he slapped it down with it.
Well, it's certainly, it's certainly a possibility. I mean, the Obama machine is extremely powerful. They own the media, and there's no question that they have more power over the New York Times than Hillary and Bill do, especially since they're the ruling party right now and the ruling regime right now. Hillary and Bill are not ruling anything.
Exactly.
But the day the New York Times talks about the Arab Spring as orchestrated by George Soros' money and as initiated by Hillary Clinton is the day I'll believe anything the New York Times publishes, because that's the actual genesis of the so-called Arab Spring, which yours truly, I defined as the Arab winter within a month of its appearing. You know that. I saw right through it. I predicted it would happen. We saw what they did in Libya. We saw what they did in Egypt. We saw what they want to do in Syria. Why would this government always take the side of the Muslim Brotherhood is the question I keep asking. But then there's a bigger question. Why does a stooge like John McCain join them in saying that the Muslim Brotherhood should be reintroduced into the Egyptian parliament when the people of Egypt threw them out? Why is McCain doing that? That's the question I want answered.
Yeah. McCain is totally...
Do you think McCain is deranged or mentally deranged in some way? Yeah, I don't think it's just mental derangement. You see, I think you have to look at the committees that McCain is on. I think he's one of the chief military-industrial complex senators. He's the man who makes certain that weapons are produced. And in order to produce weapons, you have to justify shipping them somewhere. So since Obama is downsizing the U.S. military, he's got to peddle a weapon somewhere, doesn't he? And so you don't want to lose a big sale of F-16s and tanks to Egypt by claiming that the government is run by a group of rogue generals. So the best thing you can do is put back the Muslim Brotherhood, who are very trustworthy when it comes to F-16s and tanks. The whole thing is a maze. We've got to believe that General Eisenhower knew more about it than I do when he said, beware the government and the military-industrial complex. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out, because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Here's Larry Stevens, director of Advanced Male Medical Center.
Testosterone gradually decreases as we age. It's sort of nature's way of slowing down older men. And regardless of how much you exercise, how well you eat, you're still likely, as you age, to have lower testosterone. One of the first things patients and clinicians notice is increased body weight, especially belly fat. It's also generally picked up with a diagnosis of ED. There's no reason to be embarrassed. It's a natural history of progression of man. Collectively, we've seen well over 100,000 patients.
If these are problems you're facing or think you may be, then dial 415-877-1790 now, because this call could change your life. Get the help you need to live a full life again. Call 415-877-1790. That's 415-877-1790. Or go to advancedmalemedical.com. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Well, the fiscal cliff is really old news, but the bottom line is that for you and me, hey, we're going to see more money coming out of our pockets to pay for all this stuff. I'm Brian Sussman, and I'm concerned about my financial planning. I want a good game plan. How about you? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci. A local independent financial advisor, whatever your tax bracket is, you could expect more taxes out of your pocket. And as the new economic policies play out, hey, what's your best move for financial planning and retirement? Pat Vitucci, 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've done many seminars together. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday, because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It's Savage Nation. So here's a wacky story. The WikiLeaks leaker, Private First Lass, Bradley Manning, hired a psychologist. His lawyer hired a psych who says that the leaker, Bradley Manning, had a gender ID disorder that put pressure on him, and that his gender identity in a hostile workplace put such pressure on the soldier that he leaked classified information to WikiLeaks. That's novel. That's a nice out. That's a very nice excuse, isn't it? And they show a picture of him as a girl. Revealed photo of WikiLeaks source PFC Bradley Manning dressed as a woman, released as he claims gender identity disorder put pressure on him. Manning had emailed to say, look, let's not mock gender identity disorder. It worked for Hermann Göring, but he didn't use that as an excuse for what he did. It's alleged that Hermann Göring wore dresses and corsets as he plotted the takeover of the world and the massacre of millions of innocent civilians. But when he's brought to Nuremberg for trial, at that time, Hermann Göring didn't claim that it was because of his gender identity disorder that he was pressured to kill Jews and take over the world. I guess there weren't psychologists at that time who would go, use that. Private Bradley Manning's private struggle with his gender identity in a hostile work. So in other words, if Hermann Göring were on trial today, he would hire the same shrink to say that his gender identity was so confused in a hostile workplace that that's why he tried to. That's why he invaded Poland. That's why he did the bombings of England. Manning eventually came out to Captain Michael Worsley and emailed a therapist a photo of himself dressed as a woman wearing a blonde wig and lipstick. The photo was attached to a letter titled My Problem, which Manning describes as problems with gender identity. His hope that a military career would get rid of it. Okay, well, it didn't get rid of it. Would have been nice if it did get rid of it, but it didn't. Worsley testified at Manning's sentencing hearing at Fort Meade near Baltimore. He said the soldier had little to no support base. You put him in that kind of hyper-masculine environment, if you will, with little support and few coping skills. The pressure would have been difficult, to say the least, the psych said. It would have been incredible. Now, wait a minute. When has the military become a place for coping? I thought the military was a place to learn how to kill the enemy and protect Americans. But as you know, the liberals have turned the military into a gigantic nursery school, a place for a social experimentation. Take a look at who they put in positions of high power now. Manning sat and listened attentively to the psychologist who had treated him. Treated him. I love the word treated, like some voodoo. What do you mean treated him? I mean, how could you treat somebody? What do you mean by treated? Where did that word come from? Treated him. Treated. Think of the word treated him. You ever repeat words until they finally have no meaning? Because they have no meaning. He sat and listened attentively to the psychologist who had treated him. Tweeted him. Treated him. Smiling occasionally, but his face tightened when Worsley talked about how guarded and hesitant Manning had been in Iraq to talk about his gender identity. Isn't that touching? Now, if the Bielski brothers had gender identity disorders, I suppose they never would have made it into the Polish forest. They would have been turned into a lampshade or a bar of soap. The psychologist that summoned Manning's brigade had difficulty understanding him. Oh, okay, here we go. Get out the sympathy. That's why he became a traitor, in other words. See, I don't believe that if you're gay or a transgender, you can necessarily not be a patriot or a great warrior. I think the exact opposite might be true, incidentally. This is a false defense. It has no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. The guy is a traitor. He should be executed as far as I'm concerned. Bradley Manning should simply be executed for what he did. It's that simple. And the thing about the identity disorder, nonsense. It has nothing to do with why he did it. This guy would have been a traitor if he didn't have a gender identity disorder. There's nothing to do with it, in my opinion. It's a poor excuse. That's all. 85, don't call me on that. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to Atlanta. Sarah, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I've been haunted by something you wrote in one of your books a number of years ago, that Bill Clinton, the Chinese communists, supported his campaign with money. And I'm wondering if you think...
What is surprising about that? They're supporting most American big corporations today are in bed with the Chinese communists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take a look at the mega corporations. Without the Chinese economy and the Chinese government's approval and contracts, their bottom line would be quite different. The bottom lines would be different than it is today. So those days are in the dark ages today. But the Chinese communists, must remember, still run China. They've never left. Just because they have a hybrid economy. And by the way, China has a hybrid economy. They have a hybrid society more than a hybrid economy. They actually have a more capitalist society, economy than we do. The Chinese people who I know who do business in China tell me that it's a freer economy than we have here. Lower taxes, much less red tape. However, the society itself is still run by communists with the restrictions thereof. So economically, they're better off than we are, the people in business in China, incidentally. So then that doesn't answer your question. You're afraid that Hillary will be backed by Chinese communists. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if what you said about Bill Clinton being supported was true, then why wouldn't she also be?
Why wouldn't it be true? Why should she not take money from China?
That's right.
Why shouldn't she? There's no, even though there may be a law against it, that's never stopped the Clintons from doing what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. And why do you suppose that the Chinese wanted to support Bill Clinton?
Well, let's go down the list of goodies that they've gotten or did get while he was president. Does anyone remember any of the benefits of the Clinton machine to the communist Chinese? Does anyone remember any of it? Does anyone have any memory of the past? I'm not the only one who read it and wrote about it. I mean, there's some brilliant people in the media who know the Clintons better than I do. I don't even have a vendetta against them. I'm used to them. I mean, I think that they're wonderful people. I think that they're great. Do you think Hillary would be a good president?
I think she'd be vile.
Vile. What do you fear about it? A Hillary presidency more than anything?
For one thing, I can't bear her voice. I wouldn't want to have 4 years of that screeching.
See, here's something that they don't understand in the Hillary camp. Women hate her. She is not looked up to. She's not loved. She's actually despised by, first of all, by most business women. I'm not talking about the welfare recipients. I'm not talking about the food stampers. I'm not talking about the cheese eaters. I'm not talking about the green energy fanatics who make a lot of money through the government. Most working class women, to begin with, have an enmity towards a woman leader because of the competition inherent in women, and that's a reality, and you know it and I know it. But she's not loved by women. I don't think women admire her that much. Do you?
No, and I think she's foolish. I don't applaud her politics, so I wouldn't want her to be president.
Well, it's her politics that offend me more than anything. She's just a continuation in many ways of Bill Clinton's liberalism combined with the modern add-ons of the Obama presidency. And I don't think that's working very well for the United States of America at all, whether it be foreign policy, the Arab Spring, or domestic policy, the economy. I don't think that the Clinton machine knows very much about how to jumpstart an economy. Now, it is true, by the way, that Bill Clinton was surrounded by very wise businessmen. And at the time, he did some pretty good things for the economy. He was not as fanatic economically as is Obama. You know that, don't you? Now, I don't think people understand that, but that's something you have to understand. One thing the Clintons know about, and especially Mr. Bill Clinton, is how to make money. And that's a good thing for America, but he's not running for office. She is. And I don't see anything coming out of her camp that induces any confidence, in me at least, in making me believe that she would do anything different than Obama's been doing. Big government, more expansive programs, more fraudulent programs like the global warming nonsense, more meddling in foreign policy where she has absolutely meddled and destroyed everything, whether it be in Egypt, Libya, or Syria. So I don't know what the candidacy is based upon other than the fact there's no Republicans to run against her.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And welcome to hour number three of The Savage Nation for August 14, 2013. Let's go to michaelsavage.com for all of the news, borders, language, and culture, home of The Savage Nation. Morsi supporters in Egypt torture church, actually three churches in Egypt. Thank you, John McCain. Way to go. Thank you, John McCain. You're supporting people who are burning churches, you lunatic. Meanwhile, almost 300 are dead as Egypt declares state of emergency. Thank you, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. How's that Arab Spring thing working out? Obamacare exemptions, none dare call it treason. Huh. Oh, did you hear the soundbite that we've been playing today? Did you hear this one? I don't think you'll hear it other than here. I know it was on Fox News as well. Reggie Love, Obama's personal assistant from years back, was asked what Obama was doing on the night bin Laden was killed. And he said, typically, well, on the weekend, he'll work a half a day. But this night, we were playing cards in the private dining room. He said everyone else was down in the Situation Room as Osama was being hunted down. And then Obama said, but, like, I'm not going to be down there. I can't watch this entire thing. So he, myself, Pete Souza, the White House photographer, Marvin, we must have played 15 games of spades. That's what your president did on the day bin Laden was killed. Hey, does it get better than this? Yes, it does get better than this. There are better stories than that on The Savage Nation. The Justice Department and the NAACP are working hand in glove to investigate the rodeo clown who dared criticize the great man. I guess next we'll hear that somebody said something about his food. Also on The Savage Nation, if you want to see the face of madness, take a look at the crazed liberal judge who was just knocked out Stop and Frisk in New York City over the objections not only of the police, but of inner-city mothers whose children have been killed by gangbangers walking around with guns. Take a look at the face of a psychotic liberal judge, Shindlin, Miss Shindlin. She has a long record of madness, in my opinion. Moms are bashing the idiot's rulings. You'll not believe this woman, but you have to look at her face on michaelsavage.com. Now, not to be outdone by madness is Kathleen Parker, whoever she is. Oh, she's from the failed Washington Post, who says, you ready for this? Hillary Clinton can save the world. Listen on The Savage Nation.
Study after study shows that where women are most oppressed, those nations tend to be the least stable. And where women are more empowered, they are, you know, the nation's become stronger, healthier, and saner. So it seems to me as Al-Qaeda's back on the rise and women are becoming a global economic force, that there's no one better suited to sort of lead that movement symbolically and as leader of the free world than Hillary Clinton.
Well,
this is not an endorsement, but let's just look at it objectively.
Hillary can save the world because women are oppressed. In America, they're oppressed? Where? Where are women oppressed in America? What madness is this? How long can we go on with the 1960s? When does it end? When do they stop it? When does Animal Farm come to an end? When do they stop talking about the glue farm? And when do they stop talking about Animal Farm? When does it stop? How do we stop them? Can we take this insanity? Who believes them anymore? I don't understand it. I'm going to start talking about an election in 2016? You think I'm crazy? Because Hillary Clinton, the eternal candidate, which will make it the third term of Bill Clinton, thinks she's going to be president. I should talk about that? Yes, if you would like to, we can. I think it's a poor topic for radio. It's so boring, it's beyond belief. I mean, if you want more of the cattle gate, this gate, that gate, I mean, how much more can we take of this? Well, who knows? Maybe there's an endless desire for it. I'd much rather talk about garish bar mitzvahs, classless parents, who put on these events. Why? It's not about the rich. I don't begrudge the rich. What message does it send to a child to spend millions of dollars on such a Romanesque event? What does it tell the child? The ceremony is supposed to be a religious ceremony. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be imbued with God. Instead, it's imbued with garishness, not God. So that's my problem with it. That's all. 855-407-282 is the phone number. How about a truly religious event? Have you ever been to one? Anyone ever go to a really religious event? An article just came out. I have to find this. You won't believe it. A whack job professor of psychology has said he has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that religious people are not as intelligent as atheists. He did a study. Gee, I wonder how he top-loaded that study. Does he know that Albert Einstein believed in God? I don't think he knows that. I love all of the kids who have the Albert Einstein posters in their college dorms, or until recently did, with the crazy hair and the tongue sticking out. They thought Einstein was a crazy, wild guy with checked pants who smoked dope. Well, it turns out that Einstein, in his later years, says the more he studies the perimeters of the universe, the more he is convinced that God exists. He became a believer. He always was a believer. So how do you explain that? I guess he's not intelligent, according to those psychologists. You know, I think that's an interesting point. 855-407-282 is the phone number. Let's go to the next caller, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Martin, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I experienced over-the-top bar mitzvah. It was my brother in the early days of hi-fi. It was at a place in Brooklyn. You may be familiar with Eastern Parkway.
And I remember when you could still walk on Eastern Parkway without getting shot on the way to get a loaf of bread.
He had this bar mitzvah at a place called Twin Cantors. It featured two cantors who were identical twins, who each came down a spiral staircase. Sunrise, sunset.
And so what was the point? It was garish, or you thought it was a beautiful ceremony?
No, it was extremely garish.
But did it offend you, is what I'm saying. Are you offended by it? I'm offended by these events. That's the point of my show topic.
The point I'm making is that it was over the top. It was something that I have never seen done. I don't know what happened to that establishment.
Yeah, and I'd like to know what happened to the boy who had such an event. What did he become?
Well,
I mean, what was he fit to become? Did he make a life for himself?
Fix it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I can't tell you. I would think it would ruin a child to make him think that he's so important in the center of the universe in such a manner. That's all. I wasn't raised that way. Well, how about funerals? You know, you think about this. We are living in such extreme times with such poverty and with such not only poverty, but then such excess, a $95 million apartment in Manhattan. Very, very rich and very, very poor. We know that. The extremes are more extreme today than they ever were. What is going to be happening, I would predict, you want me to be a futurist, are going to be garish funerals. No one has done it yet, so far as I know. They have garish bar mitzvahs, garish weddings, garish. Has anyone done a garish funeral yet? That's not a bad business to go into. Put on a garish funeral for some rich moron. who, you know, I'm going to tell you a funeral story. I wasn't there, but last week, I have to be very careful in how I describe this because I don't want to offend. Well, he's dead, so what's the difference? A local talk show host who I didn't know died. He had been sickly for many years. I met him once when I was a local host. He was a nice guy. And he had a talk show, and he also had a show on eating. Okay? Well, he died, and someone I know went to his wake last weekend, I believe. I said, that's interesting. I said, I didn't even know he died. I said, sorry he died, but he'd been very sick for years. So he had a wake obviously it was in his will, to have the wake at a fancy hotel in the city. I said, that's not a bad idea. You know, you got people around, they talk about you, you put on a feast. Now, since he had a radio show that had something to do with dining and food, I suppose a lot of freeloaders went thinking that they'd have lamb chops, shrimp. So then I come out of the place that I'm in, and the guy just came back from the wake with someone else in a car. I said, how was the wake? I said, how come the guy in the car is eating a sandwich. He says, wasn't there food at the wake? He said, nah, he said, it was just cheese, little pieces of cheese. I said, isn't that something? Isn't that something, the last laugh, to have a food show and put on a wake and then starve people to death with Velveeta, okay? So that's the story. I mean, what kind of wake do you want to put on? You know, and wakes are interesting. The Irish had the right idea, which is that they ate and they drank when someone died. I think it was supposed to mean, well, what does wake mean? He would rise from the dead. It was a Christian ceremony when you think about it. So far as I know, none of the drinking helped bring anyone back from the dead, but it probably helped those who buried him not be depressed about it. Speaking of death, my mother comes back to me as I get older. And I remember she used to say to me when I was a little boy, maybe this will help you with your children when they ask you about what happens when you die, because children will ask that question and nobody knows how to answer it properly. They'll avoid it. They'll take a Prozac. They'll get them a clown. They'll buy, you know. My mother used to laugh when I would ask that question. I was very little because there was a lot of tragedy in my family. And I said, Mom, what happens when you die? And she would laugh and smile and say to me, Michael, don't worry about it. She says, I don't really know, but no one's ever come back to complain. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
The very people who keep nominating moderates now call us purists, the way the left calls us purists.
Mark Levin.
Yeah, things like liberty and property rights. individual sovereignty, the Constitution, and capitalism. We're purists now. And we have to hear this crap from conservatives or pseudo-conservatives and Republicans. It's called tyranny.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's what it is.
It's the Good Guys 27th West Coast Nationals presented by Flowmaster at the Fairgrounds in Pleasanton August 23rd through the 25th. Enjoy 3 big days of summer hot rotten fun featuring over 3,500 classic American vehicles at our giant show and shine, including hot rods, customs, muscle cars, and trucks. Visit vendor exhibits and shop the swap meet and cars for sale corral. Plus, don't miss the mini engine display and earth-shaking Nitro Thunderfest. For tickets and details, visit good-guys.com. Good Guys, celebrating 30 years of cool cars, cool people, good times.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Cache Creek Casino Resort wants you to catch some cash. Wonderful waves of it. Get ready for the endless summer, July 10th through September 2nd. Swipe for daily kiosk prizes like cash, bonus play, dining, and more. Every weeknight, we'll give away $500 cash. Every Saturday and Sunday, the waves of cash are rolling in. At 7 and 10 p.m., three winners at each drawing will win up to $5,000. That's $34,000 every weekend. Totally tubular. The tide keeps rising to Labor Day weekend, when our shores will see big cash breakers. August 31st through September 2nd, the winners at both nightly drawings will win up to $10,000. That's a towering total of $102,000, guaranteed. So come in and surf out as a big kahuna with the endless summer at Cache Creek. Play the best, close to home.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday, because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
I don't like klezmer music myself. It's the reason klezmer music was popular is because it represents Jewish weakness rather than Jewish strength. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Don't get me started on this topic, because no one can cover it better than I. I understand everything. I know why Woody Allen is popular, because he's a self-hating Jew, in my estimation, and he's a stereotype of the weakling Jew. When have you last seen a movie, for example, showing a cop as a hero, a soldier really as a hero, or a Jew as a real man? Never. Never. It's that simple. They'll show you movies about Jewish gangsters from the past, but the image of the Jewish male today is that of a weakling, a schlemiel, a schlemazel, someone who runs and hides. And I don't know that it's limited only to this religion, but I know it's especially prevalent in this ethnic group, and it's very disturbing. And it's why the culture likes klezmer music. Have you ever heard the media glorifying an Israeli song, a folk song from Israel, or glorifying the military victories of the Israelis against all odds? No. But you'll definitely hear about the weaklings, the people who cowered in the shtetls as victims. In other words, a Jewish victim is a subject that's repeated in the media, and by the media, rather, in order to protect the women in the group and the children. There are such men around. I mean, there's a story about the brothers. I have the book in my other room. I'll go get it later on. It's an amazing book. They were ordinary tradesmen in a little village in Poland. One was a butcher and one was a carpenter. They refused to be rounded up and go into the death camps. So they went into the woods, and they survived the winters in the woods. But they didn't just survive through miracles. They survived by murdering people. And they had to break into a farmer's house, who himself was not an evil man. In order to get a gun, the first gun, they had to break into a local Polish farmer's house and steal his gun. Without the gun, they were dead meat. With the gun, they were able to survive. Those of you who will know nothing about the world and think the guns are evil, it was only the guns that enabled them to survive in the woods. And then they joined up with other partisans, and they would attack German patrols, butcher them, and take their weapons and uniforms and boots so they wouldn't have survived another day. And that's how it went. You say, why should that be told to a child? Won't it traumatize him? No, on the other hand, it might teach a child to have, one, pride, and two, survival skills. The children are not taught any of this today. They're taught nothing to do with pride. They're taught the opposite of it. If you spend $1 million to have your son swing into a party on a chandelier and then talk about himself, what you're doing is creating a monster. A monster made only to work for government or to be a lawyer. There's nothing else that child could be. He couldn't even be a good dentist. It's impossible. 855-400-7282. And we're talking about other things on the show as well. Summer memories, for example. You know, I love radio very much, but summer, I mean, even the president has taken time off from his time off. It just shows you how much he respects the American holidays. He's not here for July 4th. He's not here for Christmas. He doesn't celebrate any of our national holidays, it seems, but he certainly celebrates the holiday about holidays, which is in the middle of August, when even psychiatrists allegedly go on vacation. But the issue is, many of you are on vacation, or wish you were on vacation, and I could. I mean, you want Bill Clinton back again? You know, the big story today is that the New York Times attacked them. Everyone was talking about that. I was shocked that the New York Times turned on them. They said Rush Limbaugh could have written the article. They've turned on the Clintons, and I wonder why that is. It's on the top of the Drudge Report as the New York Times turns by Tim Stanley, who I've had on the show many times as a guest. And it says the New York Times, today it runs with a fascinating takedown of the Clinton Foundation. That vast vanity project, he calls, despite vast amounts of money flowing in. Where'd the money go? Sonia on WABC, fire away, you're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. The whole cock and bull story about women being oppressed, particularly in the United States, just not true. I graduated from the same college as Hillary Clinton and have found nothing but opportunity for women if they are willing to work hard get those opportunities.
What college did you go to? What did she? Which school did she go to?
Wellesley College.
Oh, good for you. You went to an Ivy League school and you survived.
I don't know how, since I went to Wellesley College and Brandeis University, and I'm a conservative.
Yeah, you went to Brandeis before that, that liberal bastion?
No, I went to Brandeis to get my teaching degree.
Oh, good for you. I was once a teacher. It's the most noble of all professions. It is the most demanding of all professions, and it's the most rewarding and the most difficult on earth. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I've had interesting entitled students.
The children are amazing. Children are an amazing group to work with. You're going to see the best and the worst all in one classroom. And, you know, you probably won't even stay with it all of your life. Even if you did it for a few years, you're giving the world something very rare. What you're doing is you are transfusing your soul into those children for those years. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. Police say a 30-year-old woman has died after being hit by a truck
While riding her bicycle in San Francisco, the incident occurred when the truck was trying to make a right turn in the South Market neighborhood this morning. Police did not cite the driver. Parking fees are going up at Caltrain stations. Beginning September 1st, the daily fee will increase to $5, and the monthly fee will rise to $50. Officials say the increase is necessary to cover the rising costs of maintaining parking lots. Well, taking a look at the roadways right now, we've got a stall being reported westbound Bay Bridge at the toll plaza off to the right side there. Look for road work going into effect northbound 880 right around the 80 interchange. The ramp there is going to be affected overnight. Also, road work going into effect westbound 580 as you approach Highway 680, and that's got things backed up through Pleasanton. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your favorite song is playing right now, and you can listen anywhere you want. Now, the music you love on your favorite station plays around the world. Just add the free iHeartRadio app to your mobile device. You'll have instant access to this station and over 1,500 of the top stations. When you travel, you can still wake up with the city you love. Thanks to iHeartRadio. Over 180 million downloads and counting. Grab it free for iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. iHeartRadio.com.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
True or false? Shampooing your carpet makes it get dirty faster. Actually, it's true for everyone but Zero Res. Traditional carpet cleaning methods can leave your carpet looking shiny and feeling crunchy. Then, a few days later, it can turn dingy and sticky. That's because the residue from chemical and soaps can stay behind and attract dirt. Only Zero Res has a patent for cleaning with empowered water, which leaves no residue. Yet, it's approved by the EPA, FDA, and the USDA to be safe and gentle for people, pets, and the planet. See for yourself. Call now for the KSFO Back to School Special. Have a minimum three rooms in your home pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $44 per room. Call 877-321-0739 this week for their Back to School Special at $44 per room. Commercial customers get a free quote and service charges may apply. So call for details. Call 877-321-0739 or conveniently book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And here's some of the sound we've been playing today on the Great Savage Nation. If you missed it, you're not going to miss it now. Did you hear the piece about me where I said why I bought a Jaguar? That is a 1970 Jaguar. Well, I bought it because I needed trouble. Listen now. Why do I buy an old car to begin with? Because I needed trouble. People say to me, what'd you buy a Jag for? You have new cars. I said, I needed trouble. They ran too well. And they laugh. Well, I needed trouble. That's why I bought it. That dealer, I'd like to hang him if I could find him. Anyway, forget about it. It didn't matter. It blew up. I heard a backfire. Here's how things go in life. And I never forget what my father said to me. Just when you think everything is going well in your life, he was so cynical and skeptical. Being an immigrant, he worked so hard. He got his butt kicked all of his life. He said to me, just when you think everything is going well in your life, something will go drastically wrong. He said, never, ever, ever expect it to keep going like that. I said, come on, you know, leave me alone. You know, I was a young guy. I wanted to move ahead in life. I knew that with that attitude, I'd get nowhere. He was right. Just as I'm sailing along, had a dinner, a lunch alone on Sunday, I think, put the top down. The weather was getting warm. I said, you know what? Maybe I was a little skeptical. It's like Obama. Maybe I'm being overly skeptical about this old Jag. Look at that. It's running well. I put parts in and this and been running. I'm on the highway. I'm doing 55, 60. Look at that. Nothing. It's fine. Look at that. I felt good. The dog was on the right side. Teddy was there. Suddenly it was a Walt Disney movie. The sky was blue. The clouds were white. The road was great. Everything was paved well. I was even happy with the Italian road builders in America. Things were so good at that moment that I had pride in the Italians who build our roads here in the Bay Area. I said, you got to hand it to them. I said, the cost overruns maybe 12,000%, but the highways are beautiful. They know how to pave. It goes back to Roman times. All roads lead to Rome. I said, certain groups are experts in certain things, so there's a cost overrun. I said, you get another moron, he'll do it for a lower price. The road won't be paved right, or it won't be banked right. I'm sailing along. The roads are good. The car is good. The dog is good. The sky is good. My legs are good. My head is good. My hands are good. All aboard. Pull off the highway, pull up the road, da-da-da, hand is out the window. All of a sudden, a bang, a backfire. I thought the car blew up. I roll to a stop and say, oh, my God, what am I going to do now with an old heap like this? I didn't even know what to do. So I said, all right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start the engine and see if it runs. Start the engine, and it ran, and I drove it home, and I called a mechanic. His name is not Tony. And he'll be here tomorrow to adjust the timing and the carbs, the three carbs and the timing, and the this and the points, the plugs, and this and that, the points, the plugs, the rotor, the condenser that I remember from when I was 17 driving old heaps. So, well, that's a lot of fun. So to top that story today, I spent all day with an electronics technician on my boat because my stabilizers haven't worked for a year because I had a faker who made believe he was fixing it for 2 years charging me. It never worked right. Then there's the garish bar mitzvah of 13-year-old Sam Horowitz. It's beyond comprehension, the garishness, the madness.
When I was like 7, I went to a concert, and I saw, and the singers and performers came out of chandeliers. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. It's like one of my passions.
He's just, he loves to entertain, and it's really a big part of his personality.
I'm so fortunate to be able to do things like that, and it was definitely the best day of my life.
I know who we are, and I feel good about who we are, and I feel good about what we do, and I feel great about the lessons I'm teaching my children on how to give back to your community in all sorts of ways.
It has nothing to do with religion to the mother, does it? Now, if you missed this, you missed a lot. It's Reggie Love, Obama's good friend, telling the world what Obama did on the night Bin Laden was killed. He played cards all night. He said he didn't want to be down there watching the entire thing. I swear to you.
Typically, like the weekends, he's like, he'll work like a half day. And this Sunday, I mean, we were there until almost, I mean, I think he went on TV at midnight. And almost midnight, and sat around in the private dining room, kind of like, most people were like down in the situation room, but he was like, I'm not going to be down here, I can't watch this entire thing, and just, so he, myself, Pete Souza, the White House photographer, Marvin, we must have played 15 games of spades.
Also on the Savage Nation tonight, Congressman Rohrabacher, good man, Republican California, says global warming is a total fraud. It is a plot to institute global government. Take a listen.
Because what you've got is you've got liberals who get elected at the local level, want the state government to do the work and let them make the decisions. Then at the state level, they want the federal government to do it. And at the federal government, they want to create global government to control all of our lives. That's what their game plan is. It's step by step by step, more and bigger control over our lives by higher levels of government. And global warming is simply that strategy in spades.
He's 100% right, but that's not going to stop the man who works 5.5 days a week at best from trying to jam it down our throats the way he jammed Obamacare down our throats. Here's Kathleen Parker of the ex-Washington Post. I never heard of her until now. where she says Hillary Clinton could save the world. Here's clip number 12. Listen to it.
Study after study shows that where women are most oppressed, those nations tend to be the least stable. And where women are more empowered, they are, you know, the nations become stronger, healthier, and saner. So it seems to me as Al-Qaeda's back on the rise and women are becoming a global economic force, that there's no one better suited to sort of lead that movement symbolically and as leader of the free world than Hillary Clinton. Well, this is not an endorsement, but let's just look at it objectively.
She's going to save the world. I see. That's a genius, that woman. That's a brilliant woman. Where women are more empowered, the nations become stronger and healthier. Uh-huh. And where women are most oppressed, those nations tend to be the least stable. And so how do you liberate women in those oppressive nations? By pacifying them, way Obama has tried, and churches are being burned and women are being raped? Liberalism is a mental disorder, and as I proved last Friday through deep analysis, liberalism is an inherited mental disorder. It's inherited. And I'm pretty sure that no medication can cure it. 855-400-7282. It's Jerry Lewis on WABC. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hey, I was calling about your over-the-top bar mitzvahs and weddings. My nephew does a lot of big weddings, sometimes with his three photographers. And there's, you know, weddings going on. People are hiring Alicia Keys, other major artists, and paying $1 million just for the talent to perform at their wedding.
I heard about this.
And then
go on, please. Let me hear the rest of it.
Yeah, they're spending millions on food, flying people in. My nephew was a photographer at one wedding here at a hotel in New York. I'm not going to name it. And the budget for the wedding was $500,000.
Oh, my God. You know, look, I have two adult children, and I got to tell you, it was a struggle to raise them and send them to college and all of that. But I remember at one of my children's weddings, I said to her, I'm going to pay for the wedding, but I have a choice. I can give you a certain amount for a nice wedding, and the rest I'm going to put in the bank for your future, for college. Actually, it was past college. Oh, for a down payment on a house, and that's what I did with it. Why do people have to show off like that is the question, Jerry, right? I mean, isn't that what we're asking?
Well, these are the super wealthy, Mike, and one tries to outdo another. So they go, or they know.
But don't you think that having a Jewish boy swinging into a bar mitzvah on a chandelier is insane? Isn't that an example of insanity?
Of course it is, but look at the guy who was from New York that had all those military contracts during the Iraq War to do the
Oh, and he had the garish bar mitzvah. That's right. He was a real pig.
And
You know what they call it in Jewish? A chaza. You know what a chaza is? A pig.
No.
A chaza. When you want to talk about someone like that, it's called a chaza. When you think of a father like that, he's known as a chaza. That's a pig.
Oh.
Remember the Al Pacino movie, Carlito's Way? Not Carlito's Way. The better one. Actually, I love every one of Al Pacino's portrayals. The movie where he's a Cuban emigre, comes in on the Mariel boat lift and works his way up in the coke trade. Remember that one?
Scarface.
So he gets in with the big coke dealer in Miami, who is a car dealer on as his front, but he's Jewish, a Jewish criminal. And he takes the Cuban, who's a murderer, and he likes him because he's so tough, and he takes him to the club. And in the club, he points out some of the wealthiest drug dealers of the time. And he says to the Al Pacino character, you see that one over there? He's known as El Gordo. And he says, why? He says, he has more money than God, but he wants more. He said, you know what we call him? A chaza. He says, a chaza is a pig. That's where that word was first put into the vernacular of the American people. Look, I don't care how much money you have. There's a point at which your class is shown by how you spend it, don't you think?
True, but if you look at some of the people building homes in the Hamptons, there was recently here in the papers in New York, I know you're from New York, about this investment banker, and he has a house that's so big with rooms. Now he put in for a permit to build a new building for a Lamar's, some type of studio for his wife to exercise in that is the size of a school. You know.
Well, look, here's the thing. If you have money, you can do what you want with it as long as you don't hurt anybody. I understand that. And you can say it's over the top to have a 25-room house or a 50-room house. But I am talking about religious ceremonies like bar mitzvahs that are turned into these... well, there's no other word for it. They're disgusting. No, that's what I'm getting at.
Weddings are supposed to be religious, too.
Are they? Sure, weddings are supposed to be a civil or religious ceremony. And what? Who is supposed to bless the union? God, the church, the synagogue, who? The mayor? Imagine if Anthony Weiner became mayor and he had to bless weddings in New York. Can you imagine that that circus? The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product. If you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government. And for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Gail in Pennsylvania, Philly, WWIQ. Gail, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
I do not begrudge the rich, and too many people do. At least they spend money. And
see, but I'm not. Gail, I think you missed my point. A bar mitzvah that costs $1 million with a child swinging into the event on a chandelier is what I'm talking about, not the $1 million. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know, and it's amusing, but I'm not judgmental. Let them spend money. Let them pay the photographers. Let them pay the caterers.
You miss it. You see, but you should be judgmental, because I can guarantee you are judgmental. The people who say they're not judgmental are usually extremely judgmental of those who they claim are too judgmental.
If I was working, you know, and doing one of these services for the wedding, I would be very happy to take the money and do it happily.
Well, it's not about money, though. My point is not about the money being spent, Gail. It's about what message does it send to the child.
I don't really, at this point in time, feel that that is so much an issue, even though...
Let me make my point. Do you know what a bar mitzvah ceremony is? I'm sure you do, right?
I've been to many.
Okay, what does it symbolize? It symbolizes a boy leaving boyhood and entering manhood, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it's a ceremony imbued with beautiful music, and it's a ceremony that is very rich in tradition. So when you strip it of God and you strip it of tradition, and all that you have left are lamb chops on a tray and an idiot swinging it on a chandelier, what does it tell a child? That religion has no meaning, tradition has no meaning, God doesn't exist, and all that matters is money?
I know what you're saying, but, you know, as speaking as somebody who on the side I'm a wedding officiant,
I would think that's like, by the way, as a side note, I think that's, you mean you put them on for people?
I personalize the ceremony. Like if somebody doesn't want a justice of the peace, but they don't want...
I understand that. And by the way, you want to hear something funny? Many times I've thought I'd be a much happier man if I could officiate at weddings and funerals as a side job for radio. Not for the money, but because people would like me to do it. I'd like to marry people and... I love it because, I mean, people like me, I have a very commanding presence. I can have a sense of humor or a sense of dignity or tragedy, depending upon what the situation calls for. So, and I do like people in groups. I don't like people individually. I like crowds.
You would be a wonderful officiant.
Well, I can get the purple robes that the guy in Oregon left behind when he fled to Switzerland. I can buy them at auction on YouTube and put myself out. What is the word? What do you say? Officiant? You're an officiant?
Officiant. A wedding officiant.
I like that. That's a new term. It's a Frenchy term, right? Well, I know what aficionado is, obviously, but this is sort of an aficionado who directs things, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a magazine, the Cigar Aficionado, that kind of thing. But an officiant is someone who's not a passive appreciant of things, but it's someone who actually directs the appreciation.
That's right.
See, no one's better with words than me.
You are a spiritual person, I can tell.
Wow. I wish I were more spiritual, honestly. I wish I were more religious.
I think you are.
I lost connection with religion in the last year, and it's for a number of reasons. Once I saw what Muslims have done with religion, I walked away from it. I said, this is too much. I can't take it anymore. When I see Muslims setting off bombs to celebrate a religious holiday, I say to myself, I don't need this anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I can't take this. Who can do that to someone in the name of God?
God is different from religion. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you can be...
I don't know. Maybe I should get into swinging from chandeliers at bar mitzvahs. I might be happier. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Trickle Down Tyranny. It has nothing to do with religious ceremonies. It's an attempt to awaken America. Thanks, Gail. You've been a great caller. Very good call. I've heard of a cigar aficionado. I've never heard of a wedding aficionado. But live and learn something every day. I think this is great. What would you like to talk about? Hillary, garish weddings, garish bar mitzvahs, anything you'd like to talk about. Like that Egypt's on fire. That's Hillary Clinton's legacy event. Morsi supporters torched three churches in Egypt. You know, that's something that I guess McCain would like to see more of. I mean, he wants Morsi supporters put back into the government in Egypt. So in other words, if they've only torched three churches now, can you imagine how many they'll torch if they're back in power? These are the stories that caught my attention. I put them on my website. There's other stories that you're not going to pay any attention to. I get it. I could talk about movies. I could talk about garish weddings, garish bar mitzvahs. I could talk about 30 months prison for Jackson Jr. and the wife. Yeah, Jesse High Jackson Jr. was given 30 months in the slammer for using campaign funds for everything from a gold Rolex and a mink cape. A mink cape? Good God. If you'd like to see the face of madness, in the middle of my website, I have a picture of Judge Shindlin in Manhattan. My headline is quite simple, The Face of Madness. Crazed liberal judge wants crime to soar in New York City. Even inner city mothers are saying, idiot, we like stop and frisk, because that's how they get guns out of the hands of children in our neighborhood who are killing everybody. But don't tell that to the twisted-faced Judge Shindlin. And who's this guy de Blasio running in New York? How did that happen? You know, maybe we'll look back and say, oh God, I wish to God that Anthony Weiner ran. If this guy de Blasio wins in New York, we're going to look back and think that Anthony Weiner was a conservative. What it looks to me is the field is so filled with left-wing fanatics. There's an orgy of left-wingism emerging in New York City in the mayor's race. Well, we're going to look back to the years, the Bloom... I forgot his name already. Bloomquist? Bloomberg? Bloomberg. The Bloomberg years as the halcyon years. So what if the guy was nuts about big sodas? At least the guy had common sense when it came to fiscal issues. These people are insane. These people are so crazy, those who are about to take over New York City, that I think the best job would be a sanitation worker. You'll probably make $1 million a year in pension alone. 855-407-2822. Summer on the Savage Nation. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton as president. Why are we even interested in her? We know that she's a charlatan and a fraud. We know that she was behind Benghazi. We know that she was the architect, along with Barack Obama, of the Arab Spring. How did that work out? And yet, here we go again. And so to see the New York Times saying that the foundation is rife with, let's say, questions, that it took in mega millions of dollars and it was always running a deficit, where did the money go? Where'd the money go? How would I know? I'm not into politics today. I just don't want to do it. I'm not interested in Obamacare. I'm not interested in Hillary Clinton. I'm not interested in the MSNBC, what they're doing, the clowns there. I'm not interested in Obama's vacation. What's the big deal about Martha's Vineyard? Well, why do they all go there? I've never been there. I don't want to ever go there.
Savage.